Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day with maybe some great feelings of, well, movement. Maybe it's progress. Maybe it's miraculous. But Americans of different political perspectives, particularly on the issue of violence, firearms, The dangers to our school children, this with copycat cases emerging all over the country. It's all gotten so serious that there seems to be an indication of people coming together and coming together around an unlikely leader on this issue. And when I say an unlikely leader, it's not anybody I'd really thought of as a leader before. But Matthew McConaughey, who is, I've told you he's a good writer, because the book that he did that was a big bestseller was clever and showed intelligence and some flair for writing. Okay. But all of a sudden, he just gave a press conference and a speech based upon a column he had done yesterday, a column in the Dallas Morning News that ran in USA Today. Powerful stuff. We will get to that in just a moment. There's also stories about Russia sending in more troops amid a barrage going on of the eastern Ukraine. It's eyeing another key city. Moscow is weaponizing fuel supplies. Zelensky is saying he will fight for all territory. These are drudge headlines. The COVID cases spectacularly up in terms of the daily average. They are not up. They're about the same when it comes to deaths. But what does that mean? That we have in June 6th of 2022, we have 13 times the number of cases, new cases, that we had on June 6th of 2021. What it means is that people who would like to believe, who want with all our hearts to believe, that COVID is over, it's no longer a danger, that's obviously premature. And yes, there's a headline in a Wall Street Journal, "Pessimistic Mood Deepens." Wall Street Journal National Opinion Research Center poll. It's a huge poll. It's a poll of Americans about how we feel about our country, about ourselves, about our own lives. And this is not a golden moment coming into the summer, coming into the 4th of July, celebrating, things like D-Day, which, again, heroic moments for America. We need some heroic moments. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number here. Matthew McConaughey. Okay, he largely restated at the White House at the press conference his column that he had done. And both are just excellent. I mean, they are moving. The way the column began and begins, "I am a father, the son of a kindergarten teacher, and an American. I was also born in Uvalde, Texas. That's why I'm writing this." And then he says, "I believe that responsible, law-abiding Americans have a Second Amendment right, enshrined by our founders, to bear arms. I also believe that we have a cultural obligation to take steps toward slowing down the senseless killing of our children. The debate about gun control has delivered nothing but status quo. It's time we talk about gun responsibility." And then this, and this is a good point, and it's very well made. He writes, there is a difference between control and responsibility. The first is a mandate that can infringe on our right. The second is a duty that will preserve it. There is no constitutional barrier to gun responsibility. Keeping firearms out of the hands of dangerous people is not only the responsible thing to do, it is the best way to protect the Second Amendment. We can do both. And then he went on to talk about his visit with some of the Uvalde parents. And he met with Joe Biden earlier today, too, and to other members of the Senate. But then he had these moving remarks that he made at the White House press conference after the meeting with Biden. Listen, this is clip one.
These bodies were very different. They needed much more than makeup to be presentable. They needed extensive restoration. Why? Due to the exceptionally large exit wounds of an AR-15 rifle. Most of the bodies, most of them mutilated, that only DNA test or green Converse could identify. Many children were left not only dead but hollow.
Then he went on to talk about what he learned in talking with the Uvalde community.
We heard from so many people, right? Families of the deceased, families of mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, Texas Rangers, hunters, Border Patrol, and responsible gun owners who won't give up their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And you know what they all said? We want secure and safe schools, and we want gun laws that won't make it so easy for the bad guys to get these damn guns.
And then he talked about what actually needs to be done and is very close to what the Congress seems to be working toward. Here's Matthew McConaughey.
We need responsible gun ownership. Responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them. These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations to our nation, states, communities, schools, and homes. Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals. These regulations are not a step back. They're a step forward for civil society and the Second Amendment.
And then he goes on saying, no, these laws won't be a cure-all. Listen.
Look, is this cure-all? Hell no. The people are hurting. Families are. Parents are. And look, it's as divided as our country is, this gun responsibility issue is one that we agree on more than we don't. It really is.
And we will get to the rest of his remarks. Is it going anywhere? Well, basically the leaders on both sides, on all sides in the Senate, do believe that there will be, could be, should be, enough Republican support to move forward, at least in some of these areas. There was, by the way, right here in the Seattle area, there was yesterday, police were on campus at Edmonds Woodway High School. Why? Because a 16-year-old student had made a credible threat about shooting up the school. And for people who don't know the Seattle area, this is an extremely pleasant, safe, and desirable to live in suburb. And it's unbelievable. The school is working with the Edmonds Police Department. Police said Monday morning the 16-year-old student was booked in juvenile jail on suspicion of felony harassment. We will get to more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to Matthew McConaughey, who, look, he's a fine actor, but somewhere, somehow, he also ended up becoming a gifted writer. It's impossible to read this column that he wrote about gun responsibility. He says, don't call it gun control, call it gun responsibility. And supports the Second Amendment. And then speaking today at the White House, it's very, very tough to argue with what he is saying. And remember there was all that talk about he was thinking about running for governor of Texas. And actually, he was polling way ahead of Greg Abbott, the current governor of Texas, who's running for re-election against Beto O'Rourke. If they had a three-way race, what do you think? Beto and Greg Abbott and McConaughey. And this is not listening to him on anything else. It's just the guy is persuasive, emotional, seems patriotic, and very impressive. He puts down in the in his column, the column that inspired this appearance today, the author is a native of Uvalde, an Austin resident, founder of the Just Keep Livin' Foundation, and father of three. And he also is resisting the idea that this should be a partisan issue, which is very important, because no, this shouldn't be the kind of issue that the Democrats try to use to make some desperate play to pull out an election that they're probably going to do very poorly at. And frankly, it would be a great thing for Republicans to actually accommodate people like McConaughey, who are talking in reasonable terms, not talking in radical terms at all. And if you look at what he talks about as a gun responsibility, it's not radical. And in that basis, it should be bipartisan. Here is McConaughey from just a couple of hours ago. Listen.
Look, this should be a nonpartisan issue. This should not be a partisan issue. There is not a Democratic or Republican value in one single act of these shooters. It's not. But people in power have failed to act. So we're asking you, and I'm asking you, will you please ask yourselves, can both sides rise above? Can both sides see beyond the political problem at hand and admit that we have a life preservation problem on our hands?
Okay, yes, we do. And there are more people who are killed of suicide. There are more people who are killed of homicide than are killed in school shootings. But this, at a time when American education in general seems to be so much under attack, when Republicans, I think, have done a very good job of standing up for some of the values of American education, standing up for some of the ideas of teaching our children some positive images and realities of America's heritage, of America's past and present. You need all of that. But above all, you need a more concerted effort to convince Americans that our schools are safer and that we don't get stories from all around the country like that story I just mentioned at the Edmonds Woodway School District. The idea of these sick and demented and, yes, evil copycat killers or would-be killers. This is a chance to rise above politics, in other words. Listen.
Chance right now to reach for and to grasp a higher ground above our political affiliations. A chance to make a choice that does more than protect your party. A chance to make a choice that protects our country now and for the next generation. We've got to take a sober, humble, and honest look in the mirror and rebrand ourselves based on what we truly value. What we truly value. We got to get some real courage and honor our immortal obligations instead of our party affiliations. Enough of the counterpunching. Enough of the invalidation of the other side. Let's come to the common table that represents the American people. Find a middle ground. The place where most of us Americans live anyway. Especially on this issue.
And then it talks about how the divisions aren't that real, really, or deep, or profound. Listen.
We are not as divided as we were being told we are. No. How about we get inspired? Give ourselves just cause to revere our future again. Maybe set an example for our children. Give us reason to tell them, hey, listen and watch these men and women. These are great American leaders right here. Hope you grow up to be like them. And let's admit it. We can't truly be leaders if we're only living for re-election. Let's be knowledgeable and wise and act on what we truly believe. Again, we got to look in the mirror, lead with humility, and acknowledge the values that are inherent to, but also above politics.
And then he talks about mass shootings in the past, and he comes back to, at the beginning of his remarks, he had talked about each of the little girls and boys, and one who was looking forward to going to SeaWorld, and then Joe and Irma Garcia, who were looking to build a new house. He looks back on all that in a very emotional conclusion. Listen.
We start by making laws that save innocent lives and don't infringe on our Second Amendment rights. We start right now by voting to pass policies that can keep us from having as many Columbine, Sandy Hooks, Parklands, Las Vegas's, Buffaloes, and Uvaldes from here on. We start by giving Alethea the chance to be spoiled by her dad. We start by giving Mate a chance to become a marine biologist. Start by giving Ellie a chance to read her Bible verse at the Wednesday night service. Start by giving Irma and Joe a chance to finish painting their house. Maybe retire, get that food truck. We start by giving McKenna, Layla, Miranda, Nevea, Jose, Javier, Tess, Rogelio, Eliana, Annabelle, Jackie, Azulia, JC, Ava, Amory, and Lexi. We start by giving all of them our promise that their dreams are not going to be forgotten.
Matthew McConaughey is speaking today from the White House. Can we do better in terms of leadership? What about Ukraine? And what's happening now? And is it true that the Russians really are on the rocks? There are some experts who say, no, the Russians are resurgent. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Michael Medved Show, always an honor to welcome back Ilan Berman, who is Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in D.C. He's an expert on regional security in the Middle East and Central Asia and in Ukraine and the Russian Federation. He's consulted for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency as well as the American Departments of State and Defense. Ilan, there was a disturbing column in the New York Times on Sunday, and under the heading "Russia is down but not out," and basically the column by Andrea Kendall Taylor and Michael Kaufman was making the case that Putin made crucial errors at the very beginning of the invasion. You made the same case. But now they were recalibrating, and they were still a very formidable power. Is that the unpleasant reality we have to recognize?
So, hi, Michael. So, I think there's quite a bit of truth to that for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think we do ourselves no favors in extrapolating the Russian failures from the early stages of the war into its latter stages, right? I mean, we're looking at a conflict that's over 100 days old now, and it's clear that the Russians have shifted their strategy. Instead of, you know, doing regime change in Kiev, they have a more limited tactical approach. And, you know, they're willing to throw quite a lot of firepower and personnel into that meat grinder in order to eke out something resembling a political victory for Moscow. And I think that's the second problematic element, which is that the Russians blundered so significantly in the early stages of the conflict that what you have is a situation where it's almost I think it's very hard to figure out what Russia might consider a palatable political victory. Vladimir Putin has climbed on this ledge. It's very hard for him to climb off. Obviously, if he admits defeat, if he goes home, if he pulls back his troops, the political consequences could be lethal at home. I mean, quite literally so. And so what we're looking at now is a situation of, catastrophic success, in the sense that in order for Russia to have a success, something they can trumpet at home and it can trumpet on the world stage, the war actually has to get bigger and more severe.
You have a new column, and we've posted it up at our website at michaelmedved.com, under the heading, "The Ukraine War Has Become a Waiting Game." And with the waiting game going on right now for Russia, you and I both know they are very conscious of the American elections coming up this November, and then of the even more important election coming up on November 24th. There's very, very good evidence that the Russians tried to play with our elections in 2016 and 2020. Do you expect that they will try to at least get closer to that claim of victory by manipulating American politics in any way?
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly an element. I think what they're banking on even more, though, is this idea of fatigue. I mean, if you look at the track record of U.S. policy towards Ukraine in the last 8 years since the Russian invasion of Crimea in 2014, it was very clear that American politicians on both sides of the political aisle very quickly got tired of the Ukraine issue, wanted to turn the page. And my sense is that this is what the Kremlin is banking on in terms of our politics, but also in terms of European politics as well. Late last month, the European Union passed its sixth sanctions package, which includes a provision that will cease nearly all imports of oil and natural gas from Russia by the end of the year. So the play that the Europeans are making is that what we're trying to do is we're trying very slowly to turn off the tap, and over time this is going to make the Ukraine war fiscally unsustainable for Russia. But the clock is working for the Russians as well, because the Russians understand that the longer they can hold out, the longer they can make incremental gains on the ground in Ukraine, the more likely it is that the United States and Europe are going to tire of the conflict and are going to, you know, push the Ukrainians for some level of compromise, something that we aren't doing right now and something the Ukrainians aren't willing to accept right now.
What about the Russians using that weapon of their oil supplies to try to basically convince American civilians, voters, ordinary people, that, hey, if you come put pressure on Ukraine to basically surrender, then your gas prices will go down. That to blame the ongoing war and American support for Ukraine, to blame that for the high cost of fuel.
Well, I think that's very much a distinct possibility, and it's actually one that feeds right into the Biden administration's public messaging, because obviously the rise in gasoline prices has taken place over a longer stretch of time than just the period that Russia and Ukraine have been at war. But the White House has tried very hard to brand this the Putin price hike, effectively saying that the pain that we're feeling at the pump, it all has to do with the Ukraine war. Well, that's a message that can backfire pretty significantly, because the Russians can use that as a messaging point to urge American voters to put pressure on the administration to roll back support for Ukraine, right, to make this a domestic political issue. So my sense is this is something that's going to come into more and more more significant play as we get further into the summer, as the price at the pump it continues to go up. The Biden administration has really created an opening for the Kremlin to manipulate.
Your best guess in terms of the waiting game you're talking about, is there going to be some kind of decisive break in the war one way or another before the election in November?
Enormously hard to tell. I'm a historian, and I even get history wrong half the time. But I got to tell you that if I was a betting man, I would point to precisely this calibration, this question of Western resolve balanced against Russian patience as being the decisive factor. I mean, the Russians are very, very clearly banking on the fact that beginning in the fall, the U.S. is going to turn inward, the Europeans are going to lose their resolve, and there's going to be a slackening of support for Ukraine. And once that slackening happens, all sorts of things become possible for the Kremlin, because it's possible, despite the subpar military performance on the battlefield in Ukraine, to really exact enough military pain to cause Kiev to come to the table. The Ukrainians aren't there now, but I think the Russians are thinking that the longer they can hold out, the more they'll have the ability to squeeze Ukraine to do so.
Ilan Berman, any quick comment on the Ukrainian foreign minister who hit out at President Macron of France after Macron said it was vital that Russia not be humiliated? Mr. Macron had said it was crucial Vladimir Putin had a way out of what he called a fundamental error. Dmitry Kuleba said allies should better focus on how to put Russia in its place as it humiliates itself. Quick comment?
Well, no, and that's exactly right. I mean, what we're looking at is, you know, these statements by Macron, statements, recent statements by Henry Kissinger, all of them point to this building consensus that we have to give Russia some sort of off-ramp for this conflict. And in the Ukrainian conception, that off-ramp, unfortunately, means more pressure on Ukraine to compromise.
And then also a determination to give Russia some kind of reward for the most abysmal and, in fact, genocidal sort of behavior. Ilan Berman, his most recent piece, or one of his most recent pieces on the war, is posted at our website. The Ukraine war has become a waiting game. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved show, there's a couple of pieces of good news that I would love to share with you, and both of which involve politics and pop culture and where they come together, some of the themes of this show. First of all, and most personal, I am thrilled and delighted this week to be back on the air on a great radio station that we always enjoyed working with for many years in the past, beginning, what, about 20 years ago. And the station is Smart Talk 1580, KGAL, K-G-A-L, which covers Corvallis and Albany and Lebanon and Salem and Eugene and Oregon. It's a great, powerful Oregon radio station, and we've always had great callers from KGAL. So we'd welcome your calls again. Same number. It's 1-800-955-1776. And our thanks to all the folks who have made this possible, and just look forward to many new years of continued conversation. And also, the other piece of good news is the completely off-the-charts success of Top Gun. And $86 million this past weekend. That's $86 million more. What they are looking at now is a it's generated $291 million in North America. That's U.S. and Canada. And $548.6 million globally. Now, please, I want you to focus on that for just a moment. A Top Gun Maverick has earned more money abroad than it has in the U.S. and Canada. And a lot more money. And what does that say? It says that with all of the faults, and we know there are faults and setbacks in America, and there are plenty of people who despise President Biden. There certainly were plenty of people who despise President Trump and despise President Obama before that. But with all of that and all the controversy that we have with American politics, the fact that this rah-rah, red, white, and blue pro-military film could be such a hit abroad is just amazing. And apparently, one of those countries that the Paramount release, the Paramount film is not doing so well, and is China. There's this editorial in the Wall Street Journal, and it says Top Gun Maverick crushed box office debut records over Memorial Day weekend, and it's worth asking why. Could this be an entertainment phenomenon that says something larger about the current moment in American culture? Maverick trains fighter pilots for a mission against an unidentified enemy. Though the journal reports the film lost a Chinese investor over its pro-American bent. The movie makers, reportedly after some debate, declined to scrub the Taiwanese and Japanese flags off Maverick's bomber jacket. By the low standards of Hollywood, which is typically prepared to placate the Communist Party in search of Chinese box office, we'll count this as courage. The movie is drawing some older folks back to theaters after the long COVID absence from theaters, but let's better hope this pan to fighter aviation captures the imagination of younger Americans. For years, the Navy and the Air Force have been short of fighter pilots. The picture is worse for enlisted service members, such as experienced maintenance personnel. Only about one quarter of America's youth meet current eligibility standards to enlist, and fewer still are interested. To put it bluntly, said the North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis at an April hearing in Congress, I'm worried we're now in the early days of a long-term threat to the all-volunteer force. Call that a highway to the danger zone for U.S. security. A well-known cast and action scenes may explain much of the Top Gun success, but it's nonetheless notable how many Americans are turning out to see a movie valorizing the military. The progressive lectures about the U.S. as a racist or evil society will continue, of course. But it's encouraging that the people still cheer when American aviators take down the bad guys. Yeah, and it's not just the sensational box office here in America. It's the box office in Europe and in South America and in much of Asia. You don't think those people in Japan, moviegoers there, moviegoers in South Korea, a few moviegoers in Taiwan, appreciate the role in their defense and survival of the American military? Look at a $548.6 million global box office take. And congratulations to Tom Cruise and everybody else involved with this. I mean, maybe this is not as directly involved with an issue of public concern as this. There's a great statement we were featuring earlier by Matthew McConaughey. But it also does indicate that sometimes, every once in a while, Hollywood can make an unexpected contribution. Meanwhile, there is this contribution about the relevant to the primaries today. There are seven states, including California and South Dakota and Mississippi and New Jersey and a number of very crucial states that are holding primaries today. What will they tell us about the political perspective right now? Well, you want to talk about something else that I think you have to consider good news? Shocking news, maybe, to some. On CNN, not Fox, on CNN, Harry Enten predicted that this election was going to end up with a big, big Republican House majority. This is clip 18A.
So basically, I took the best Republican positions on the generic congressional ballot at this point in midterm cycle since 1938, that generic ballot basically is, would you vote for the generic Republican or generic Democrat in your district? And guess what? Since 1938, the Republican 2-point lead on the generic congressional ballot is the best position for Republicans at this point in any midterm cycle in over 80 years. It beats 2010 when Republicans were up a point. It beats 14, 2002, 1998 where Democrats led by a point. And in all of those four prior examples that make this list of the top five, look at that. Who won a majority? It was the Republicans who won a majority.
Okay, and then Harry Enten says this, 18B.
My estimate for the 2023 House makeup, if the election were held today, which again, it isn't, we still have 5 months, 5 months from tomorrow, would be Republicans 236 seats to 241 seats, Democrats 194 to 199. That's based off of a formula of seat-to-seat race ratings from both the Cook Political Report and Inside Elections.
That is a stomping, or that would be a stomping.
Yes, it would.
A stomping? Well, they do have the new Jurassic Park movie coming up. Is that appropriate for a stomping? We will be getting to that in time. We're also going to be talking to Mr. Allen of NBC News. And talking about what the primaries mean today, what they hold, Jonathan Allen. And we're going to also be talking about a prediction, a bold prediction by Bret Stephens of the New York Times, who suggests that when all is said and done, the Republican nominee won't be named Trump, and the Democratic nominee won't be named Biden. And won't be named Harris either. In fact, the Democratic nominee that he suggests is a name that you may not have even heard in this context. Who would that be? We will get to that and to much more. We'll also be talking about a new poll that shows, despite some of the positive developments we have been speaking about in the last few minutes, there's a general aura of gloom surrounding the United States of America. How do we dispense with that, or pierce it, or turn it around? That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.